This segment is brought to you by Humanware, the global leader in assistive technology for people who are blind or have low vision.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Hi, this is Nancy from the Blind and Beyond Radio Show family, wishing you and your family a wonderful holiday season.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hey, this is Dave Hillebrand, and from my family to yours, we want to wish you a very happy and healthy holiday season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And I'm happy, 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 happy that everything is going good tonight. That we're on strong. And this is a very, very special show. Tonight, you'll hear why it's so different, the show tonight. Before we get started, I want to introduce to the players. Tonight, our co-host, Lynn Golder. I'll introduce her in a second. And then we have our other co-host. There's one co-host that can't make it tonight because her father is very, very, very sick. We're talking about Sheila Young. We give Sheila prayers and Patty, her sister, prayers for her father.
And Kurt, her brother-in-law.
And her Kurt, brother-in-law. And her dad, of course, he's not doing well. They flew out Friday night to go to Arkansas to be with him because he's in hospice. And we only wish the best for all of them. Now, let me introduce you to the rest of our players tonight. I just said Lynn. Lynn?
Hi, everybody. And I'm so happy you're with us tonight. Welcome to the second to the last show of 2022. Welcome.
And with us on the studio, well, not in the studio, but in his home. Of course, we're live in Orlando, Florida. And co-host, Gary Sinclair. Are you there, Gary?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, he's broken up again. Gary, you're broken up, breaking up.
Go somewhere else, Gary, so you can talk better.
You're breaking up, Gary.
He's underwater.
Yeah. Okay, let me go to the next person. Co-host, David Hildebrand. David, are you there?
I am here. Good evening, everybody.
Hey,
happy Hanukkah.
Thank
happy
you.
Holidays and all the best to everybody.
And next we have our guest host, Reverend Charles Brooks.
Good evening, everyone.
Good happy evening, holidays. Charles.
He's just showing
off. He's just showing off, yes. And of course, in the only one in the studios, our producer, our friend, our engineer.
Partner in crime.
I'm telling you his name. His name is, what's his name? Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw.
It's Rocky and Bullwinkle. Hey. Hey, guy.
Now, here's something you really like.
Hey, Chris, Michael said you're his friend. Are you still friends after the game today?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Okay. We good.
I want to introduce somebody else, too.
Who's that?
Who's with us every week. And, he's an engineer down there in West Palm Beach, Florida, on WFTL. His name is Preston.
Preston!
Hey, Preston!
Yeah,
hi, Preston.
Preston
Fields. Hello there.
He calls in sometimes, too.
He does.
Cool he guy. Does.
He holds down the fort
yes.
down there in South Florida.
And our other studios, wherever you are, what do you have?
Oh,
you have some shout-outs?
I do.
So I'm just saying to all the other studios, radio stations listening.
That's right.
Keep on listening.
Okay, so we talked about Sheila, and we introduced everybody. I'd like to give a shout-out to Moby and Reed in Pittsburgh. You know who you are, and we'd like to thank you for all your help this week. And I'd also like to read out the names of hopefully five winners for five more Publix gift cards at the moment. There'll be more in the second hour, but this is what we need you to call in now.
10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes to call in and talk to Chris. Okay, here we go. I wish I had a drum roll. But anyway, Charlene McLendon in Atlanta, Georgia. Hope you call in, Charlene, to win your Publix $50.
Charlene from Atlanta, Georgia.
Right. Tony Watts in Wellington, Florida.
The call in, you got to call in this phone number. Let me give you the phone number.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
407-894-1680. And by the way, before you give any more names, those people that are turning the dial, they don't even know what they're listening to. Mm-hmm. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. This is a radio show that's on every week at this time, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And we think it's a fun show. We entertain you. We hope to entertain you. Fun show. We hope to educate you. We hope to inform you. That's what the show is all about. So if you're listening to the show, let me just tell you right now, this show is different. It's live, and that's it.
Yeah, what
by the way, there's no politics discussed on this show, and we don't discuss religion. Right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Gary.
You can talk, Gary.
All right. Okay. Say hello, Gary. I'm in the middle of reading the names, but say hello.
Do what now?
Say hi.
Just say hi.
What's up, Gary?
Oh, hello, everybody. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Sorry I'm late.
Okay. All right. Let me get back to this. This is really important. And you don't have to talk on the air. You just give your name and address to Chris. So here, I'm going to read this again because you're all interrupting me. You ready? Here we go.
Go for it.
Charlene McLendon, Atlanta, Georgia. Time to call in.
Got a $50 gift card from Publix waiting for
you. Right. Tony Watts. Kim Flanagan, Rural Hill, North Carolina.
And don't forget 407-894-68. That's the number you have to call. Wait a second. That's the number you have to call, 407-894-68 to get the $50 gift card from Publix.
Okay, here's two more for now. Benjamin, I don't know if it's Ayers or Ayers from Largo, Florida. Good luck. I hope you're listening.
$50 gift card coming your way.
Okay, Publix. And finally for right now, for this hour, Cassandra Camacho in Pompano Beach, Florida.
That's right now. We got more later. Plus, we got, besides Publix, we've got other states we're going to give out as far as the Visa cards.
Right. So let me give the phone number because you kind of whipped by it pretty fast there, Michael.
Well, I'm going to say it nice and slow now.
407-894-1680.
That's the number to call in to get your $50 gift card. 407-894-1680. Now, you got 10 minutes to call in to get your prize. Okay.
Let's go on
with the show. Right now, and by the way, there's be more later. We're just talking about right now, these few. So now we're going to discuss now something. In the next few minutes, we'll be discussing holidays. You have the holiday, the Jewish faith, you have the Christian faith. And if there's anybody out there celebrating another faith, call in. We're not talking about religion. We're just discussing in a second. You're going to hear how we do it in Jewish. Charles, we're talking about the Christian faith, and you can talk whatever faith you belong to, but we're not talking religion. This is not a religious show.
Celebrating.
Yeah, we're talking about celebrating a holiday. Let me just start this off by, Lynn will, let's just say, go over more, but let's just say this way. I'm Jewish. Lynn's Jewish. We celebrate. And I have to say this, it starts with an H, Hanukkah. That's the American way. The Jewish way, it's hard for me to pronounce, it's Hanukkah.
It's guttural.
It's with the C-H, Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's the European way.
I'm just going to tell you this.
Yeah, you tell a little bit about
it. I'm just going to tell you this right now, and Lynn will go on further with it. And then Lynn and I will say the blessing over the candles.
And I have the fire extinguisher.
For those people that are not Jewish, or for those folks who are Jewish,
yeah,
it's all about candles. That's what it's basically all about.
Lighting the menorah.
It's called a menorah. On the menorah, there's a top one that's called a shamus and eight other candles. Each night you're supposed to light the candle. The shamus is what you light the candles with. The shamus.
No change.
That's the main one. That sits on top of the other eight.
It's higher.
The shamus is higher. The lower eight are lower. And each day you light a candle. So as you go along, the first day you light the first candle, the second day you light two candles, the third day you light three candles, and so on until all eight are lit. Now, let me just tell you this very simple, and then Lynn will go further. These candles represent something, and Hanukkah represents something. Lynn, what was it called? Dedication?
Okay, just a little brief summary that Hanukkah means dedication in Hebrew. And the Jewish holiday also is known as the Festival of Lights, and that represents joy.
Right. Now,
so you tell them what happened 2,000 years ago.
Okay, now let me just tell you this right now. And we're not getting religious. I'm just explaining to you history. The reason why these candles are lit, there's a reason. Jewish people belong to a temple. The non-Jewish faith call it a church or whatever building you call it. In this building, they call it a temple. Some people call it a synagogue. In this temple, they use candles to light up the building because back thousands and thousands of years ago, they didn't have electricity, of course. So they used to light them up with candles. The candles were lit by oil. in the candles. And that's how they stayed on, the oil in the candles. So that's how the building was lit. Now, what happened was,
just because of circumstances.
Circumstances had it. They thought they only had oil enough for one day, right, for one candle.
Right.
Or for light up the building for one day. As it was, they kept on lighting each day. And they had 8 days of light in these candles. So for the blessing of 8 days in this candle, and I'm not trying to go into, if you want to know more about it, you
just
go to
look it up.
Look it up. I'm not going to go into religious statement here. I'm just telling you facts. The candles are there because they lit 8 days of candles.
And it was a miracle.
It was a miracle that the building was lit up for 8 days, and they didn't think they had enough oil in the candle. So it all became oil in the candle. So this wasn't Texas oil. This was oil back when. So I hope you got the message. I try to explain it best I could. And I'm not going into talk about the Bible or other things. So now Lynn and I are say the prayer. Lynn and I are going to say the prayer when you light the candles.
Light the shamans.
The shamans. Lynn's going to light the shamans.
Burn the house down with the cats running around. And then we'll sing our little blessing and we'll turn it over to Charles or whomever. Oops, there we go. Okay,
Michael, ready? That's the first blessing. So, there's others. I'm only going to discuss the first one.
Every night we light. So right now I'm putting the shamus back in its holder. It's higher up than the other. And that's all the way on the other side of the menorah. Is the candle that we just lit for the first night.
So that was the first,
and we let it light.
Then each night we light another one. So as I said, the second night, tomorrow night, we'll light two candles.
Okay.
And so you do eight candles on the eighth night. So that's the reason why, because the candles were lit in the synagogue, all because of oil. I'm not going to go into anything else in the Bible or anything else. Now I want to turn over the Christian religion to Charles. Reverend Charles Brooks. Reverend Charles, you want to talk now?
Yes. We celebrate Christmas at this time of the year, but we celebrate it as the birth of Jesus Christ. And he was born in Bethlehem. This tradition says he was born in a manger, and that the three wise men came to visit him, and they brought him gold, myrrh, and frankincense, and they worshiped him. That's it, short and sweet.
Well, thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
Okay, you know what? Before we go,
and on, anybody else are interested or they have a holiday that they want to talk about their holiday, please call in 407-894-1680. We're not talking about religion now. We're talking about your
candles,
your holiday, what you believe. Does anybody out there want to talk about their holiday? 407-894-1680. I think we have a call on the line.
Before we go to David and Gary, and we have Terry on the line who would like to say hello.
Terry from Connecticut. Terry?
Well, how do we know that? Could be another Terry.
Oh, well, go ahead. Who's there?
Hi, Terry.
I thought he said Terry from Connecticut.
Hello. Hello, fellow caller.
Yes.
There. Oh, there he is.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Terry.
Ah, now I do.
I can't even hear them.
I can hear you. How's it going?
Good. How's it going?
Man, we can hear you now.
Man. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, well, Christmas. I don't necessarily do that, but you enjoy the holidays. But reason I called in, because I wanted to wish Lynn a happy belated birthday. Her birthday.
Oh, my God. Oh. You're right. I did it again. I did it. I can't believe I did it. Thank you, Terry. Thank you so much.
And my condolences go out to Sheila Young's family, so she'll definitely be in my prayers as well.
She'll hear that when she listens to the show. Thank you, Terry.
I'm not going to hold the lines up, though.
I'm going to let somebody
else.
You're
not holding up the line.
You're not holding up the line.
It's good to hear you anytime.
Listen, folks, I owe my wife a dear apology. I thank Terry for saying that. Last week was Lynn's birthday, and all the stuff that was going on with the show, believe it or not, I overlook my wife's birthday and say happy birthday. So I'm saying it right now to my best friend, to my wife, to my nurse, to all the above. I love her so much. Happy birthday, Lynn.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry, for reminding us about my wife's birthday. And I want to wish Lynn a very, very happy belated birthday because her birthday was last week and I should have said it last Sunday. So thank you, Lynn. That's happy birthday. Thank you,
Terry. Drag it out as long as we can.
Yeah,
thank you. I'm happy to celebrate your birthday.
Boss lady.
I better get off and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, good to hear you, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. Okay, you're welcome. Take care, now.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
That was nice. Yeah.
We're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. You can tell this is a different, unusual radio show. Blind and Beyond. Look forward to it. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We're going to break.
Not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive, you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner-transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. You know, you listen to this radio show, just listen and ask yourself when this show's over tonight, is there another show like this? Ask yourself a question. What show, right off the bat, sings a prayer for Konica, then goes to talk about Christianity, and we're still waiting for anybody else who wants to call and talk about their faith? And we're going to do trivia. We're going to do, and not only that, we're giving away food, giving away $50 gift prizes. What, visas? And we're talking about what? What else we do?
We have our 98-year-old friend on the line who would like to sing a Christmas song.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Right now we have a gentleman. I call him, he's a gentleman. His name is Peter Durante. Mm-hmm. He's a cousin to Jimmy Durante.
Yep.
And he wants to sing. He's 98-year-old. No, he's 98 young.
That's right.
He's 98 years young. His name is Peter. Peter, are you going to sing for us?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Peter.
Peter's going to sing live. Peter's going to sing live. What song are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing Oh Holy Night.
Oh Holy Night.
Wow.
Peter, you're on, Peter.
Okay, let's all
be quiet and listen to him sing live.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Ready.
Now?
Yes,
now.
Go ahead.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the world knew his worth. A thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees and hear the voice of angels, O night divine, O holy night, when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, holy night. God bless
Bravo.
You all.
Fabulous, fabulous.
Peter,
I got a question for you. That was
you,
fabulous, Peter.
Peter.
Were you reading that? Peter, was that from memory or were you reading that, Peter?
It's from memory.
Wow, that's unbelievable. You know what, Peter?
Yes.
You have a great voice, And at 98 years young, you have a memory that's unbelievable.
You're amazing.
Amazing, man. Amazing.
Well, thank you. I praise God for my good health. A lot of prayers. And that's why I'm 98 in 6 months.
We love that, man. That was awesome.
How are you celebrating the holidays, Peter?
Well, thank you. I appreciate your show helping.
How you celebrating, Peter? How you doing your holidays?
Well, have a wonderful holiday, and you do good work. And I'm happy to be serving the best I can with your program. And God bless us all, and keep up a good thought for yourselves and the world.
We will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Peter.
Merry Christmas, right. Peter.
So now, address this to Gary
Sinclair. God bless you all, and stay well, and keep up the good work.
You too, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Goodbye,
Pete.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling in. So, Gary Sinclair.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about trivia right now. Chris, are you ready for trivia? Can we play trivia time?
Trivia.
Oh, yes, it's trivia time. Trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there, too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Hello?
Hey. Oh, am I on the air?
You're on the air. So, Gary, what's your trivia question?
Right now, it can't all be easy. So, we got to have a tough one in here. And it's going to be a choice. Santa Claus has a list. A, would it be grocery list? B, bad boys and bad girls, good boys and good girls? Or a list of things he has to do for Christmas Eve. A, B, or C.
I think I know what it is.
Repeat that again, that trivia question.
He said. Charles, did you understand?
Santa's got a list.
Charles, do you understand? Okay.
I think
Santa Claus has a list. Santa Claus has a list.
He doesn't want to
say A, B, or C. A, is it a shopping list? B, good boys and bad girls, good girls and bad boys, or things he has to do to get ready for Christmas Eve.
Okay, I get it.
C.
All right.
Where'd you come up with this list?
Not a hit list, right?
It's on a hit list. Okay.
Okay,
that's your trivia question. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
What were the last
four
digits?
Okay. Wait, hold on. You said
407.
Lynn and Michael.
Wait, Gary. You
said.
Well,
we're waiting for that.
Gary,
I want to tell you my little experience of how they celebrate Christmas in Puerto Rico, which I lived there for 3.5 years.
Okay.
Instead of Santa Claus, they celebrate Three Kings Day. It was very interesting. We had Puerto Rican friends off base with their children. We went over to their house, and what they did for Three Kings Day is they got straw and they put it underneath your bed with some carrots, some milk, and cookies for Santa Claus and the reindeer.
Wow.
Now, if anybody from Puerto Rico wants to call and add a little bit to that, fine. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting.
They may be Puerto Rican.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, is that the official question? You gave out the phone number, so we're waiting
for 407-894-1680.
That's a nice, easy one. That's good.
Yeah, that was cute. Michael didn't get it, but we all know.
Got it.
A grocery list, good boys or bad girls, and a checkoff list for Santa Claus of things he has to do for Christmas Eve.
Okay.
I thought that was a pretty good one.
Okay, so let's say new callers first. New callers first.
Exactly. We want to give stuff away. The more the better.
This is
Christmas.
All in.
While we're waiting for this first trivia question, let's discuss, fellas, 2022, as far as our show is concerned. We gave out a lot of prizes. We had a lot of good things happen. We had some situations happen. What
crazy
are your thoughts about? What?
What comes to mind?
What comes to mind?
David, what you're first? What comes to mind?
I can't say it. It's a family show. No. It's all good stuff. I mean,
you can insult Michael if you want to.
No. I would never do that.
Never say never.
Since it's a live show, we've certainly had some wild things happen over time, you know. But
yeah, absolutely.
But it's all fun, you know. It keeps us on our toes.
That's why we're live.
How about you, Charles?
I think I got one. Can anybody beat this one? Years ago, one person said something totally ridiculous, and to this day, everybody still remembers it. Does anybody know what I'm thinking?
Yeah, and I don't feel like talking about that.
Gary knows.
Uh-oh.
Does anybody else know out there in the audience?
Embarrassing. That was on the show.
It was on the radio
show. Yeah,
maybe
we better not cover that one.
Oh, we have some callers to say hello.
Okay, who's calling in?
Let's go to some normal things. Okay, we have Linda calling in from Laurel, Maryland, and we have Patricia calling in from Green Acres, Florida.
Okay, Linda, from where?
Laurel. Oh, that's outside of University of Maryland.
Linda from Maryland. Yeah. Linda from Maryland.
Laurel, Maryland.
Hello, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
We moved in St. Louis.
Hey, Linda.
We had a snowstorm.
I actually worked in Laurel.
Linda, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Linda.
What happened to Linda?
No, she's on. Can you hear?
Yeah. Me and Woody. No. Woody and Glenn.
I can hear.
Hello.
Linda.
There you are. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Oh, I hear her now.
I'm okay. You remember my husband, Willie?
Yeah, Willie.
From St. Louis.
We moved to Maryland.
You did?
Oh. Yeah. We haven't heard from you in a long time.
It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, we hear settling.
I bet it's cold up there, huh?
Oh, yes.
Hello, guys. Yep. Good to hear you. I found you again.
All right. Hey, well.
There you go.
Hey.
He was a good
to hear you.
Good to hear you, buddy.
Good to get you guys found again.
Wait a minute.
How you been doing, okay?
Well, we're hanging in there. We're going to actually call you and see if you guys have any information about how to get lighthouses in Maryland. We have been problems finding places here in this state.
Well, if you write to us, I can help you with that.
We'll work on it for you. Write to us, Michael. M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and we'll get right back to you. We'll find out close to Laurel. If there's anybody that we can tell you.
We'll help you out.
We'll help you. We'll try to find something.
Organization.
You might not be able to talk to them until after New Year's.
I'm sure there's something out there for you.
Oh, we'll find it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
That I'm sure of.
So did you guys get the trivia?
Yes. I get the answer.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
The answer
A, B, or C?
The answer is B. He's making
that
mess. He's making his fight. He's going to give you a naughty.
You got it. You got it.
Hey, she got it.
Hey.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way.
Thank you.
So how did you find us again, Willie? We're so happy you did.
Well, I've been talking on my Alexa, and I remembered on my cell phone, I found the number, and I called, and he told me how to have the right words to say to my Alexa.
And hey, Alexa.
We love Alexa.
She knows. We love her.
Well, it's great having both of you call.
All right, maybe you want to say hello to Patricia. Thank you for calling, and have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Welcome
back.
Happy holidays.
Make sure they give their address.
Make sure you give your address off the air to Chris.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Right,
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Bye-bye. Who else on the line?
Patricia from Green Acres.
You're on the line. Patricia from Green Acres, Florida.
Florida, yeah.
Hello, Patricia.
We just missed her. We just missed her. She just hung up.
Okay,
so she was calling in for trivia as well.
Sorry, Patricia.
Yeah, I believe she just won a nice gift card from.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
All
righty.
Did all the people call in so far?
Yes. I had Tony, Charlene, Benjamin, and Kim.
All right.
Not Cassandra?
I hadn't heard from Cassandra.
Oh, no. Cassandra, quick call. Yes,
come on, Cassandra.
Oh. Cassandra,
it's more than 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh.
What? No.
We'll give you one more minute, Cassandra. Call in now.
Wait, Cassandra from where? I didn't hear Cassandra's name, maybe because I was on the phone answering the phone calls.
Yeah. Come on, Cassandra. I apologize. Call on in.
Her name is Cassandra Camacho, and she's from Pompano Beach.
Pompano Beach, Florida. Pompano Cassandra, Beach. Call in now. Come on.
That's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680, and be a winner.
Come on, $50 gift card waiting for you.
Are we going to break and then continuing? What are we doing?
Listen, folks, as I started to say before, no other radio show does what we do. We give away thousands. In 2022, we've given away thousands of dollars worth of prizes, number one. We try to inform you and teach you. We try to educate the visually impaired and blind, as well as the sighted. And we try to entertain you. And here's a show tonight that's all different. David.
Yeah.
You're up.
I'm up for what?
If you have anything to say, if you have any trivia questions.
Well, if you want trivia, I've got a trivia question.
Okay.
Yeah, trivia time.
You ready? Ready for it?
Yeah.
Trivia time. Okay.
Well, my trivia is going to be revolving around the holidays as well. It has to do with toys. I want you to tell me what this toy is called. It was invented back in 1949 by a guy named George Lerner, but it wasn't until 1952 when they finally released it by Hasbro. It was the very first toy to ever be advertised on television.
Oh, wow. That's a great question.
And I'm going to make it a little easier for you with this one extra hint. So it came out in 1952 and was advertised on TV. In 1964, they came out with an all plastic version of this particular toy because the government had safety concerns of this particular toy. And so now they, in 1964, they came out with an all plastic version, but originally it had plastic and some other part that actually went bad. In fact, I'm going to make it so easy. Back in 1952, this toy was plastic and you could put these pieces of plastic into a vegetable.
Oh, I know what it is.
I bet you do.
You think Michael had one?
I want to know what the toy is that you can, that was the first toy to ever be advertised. Please call
Lynn just,
it.
Lynn just told me off the air and I still don't know what it is.
Okay. So
Lynn just told me the answer and I don't even know what it is.
Give the phone number to call. It's 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. If you know the name of the toy that good old George Lerner invented back in 1949. So
that was a good toy.
Another little piece.
In 52, I was too little to play with it, but David said they reintroduced it.
I never heard of it.
In 64, it came out in a plastic version, and both boys and girls play with it. And in fact, I'll tell you another piece of trivia. At one point, there was a balloon in the Macy's Day Parade that it was added of this particular.
Oh wow! Boy, you're really full of facts.
I
didn't know that.
Wow, that's neat.
I have a question for you, David.
Yeah.
Were you blind during this time? You weren't even born at that time, so how'd you know about it?
I was born in the 60s.
Oh, not but, yet.
Yeah,
we all had one of those.
Well, I will tell you,
I love the, I love that toy. And in fact, when I really love the Toys for Tots program. And when I'm picking a toy for a little kid,
they still
even
have
if
that,
I don't
right?
know them, typically it's going to be a one of these.
Yeah. So they still
toys.
Have it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love them.
Granddaughters would like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've made them a little more advanced. They come with accessories, you know.
Oh.
Wow. So please give us a call and bear and bail me out because this is actually
407-894-690.
Should I give any more hints?
No, that's enough.
By the way, folks, for those folks that are
David.
Driving the car,
yeah,
would like to listen to the show when not in the car. If you have Alexa at home, you can listen through Alexa. You can listen on TuneIn Radio. You can listen on the computers.
Victor Stream.
You can
Raider.
Listen on a radio, AM and FM, depending on what city you're in. And if you're not in the city or if you're in Utah, you can listen. You can stream us on TuneIn Radio or Alexa or the computer.
And I think the Humanware Victor Stream Reader, you can.
Yes, you can.
Or you could even go over your neighbors if you don't have any.
And
of
if you're listening in Jamaica, West Indies, or if you're listening Europe,
you can catch it on that too. Yeah. Down in Jamaica.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, man.
Dave.
Yes, sir.
I have something else, a little bit more thing we could add to that to make it a little easier. When we're using it, Mama sometimes made us give part of it back to her because for supper.
Well,
okay.
All right.
While we're waiting, Charles, do you have a trivia? While we're waiting, let's go, Charles. Let's go your trivia.
Second hour, busy.
You want me to do my trivia now?
Yeah.
Just in case we don't have time in the second hour.
Okay.
We have two guests in the second hour.
Okay. All right.
I can't believe
I'm sorry.
Called for mine yet.
Yeah, I got the phone line is loaded for yours. They just kept coming in back to back to back to back.
All right.
Any new callers?
No new callers. I have Patricia from Green Acres is calling in for the trivia. Our good friend John from Clinton, Indiana, calling in for the trivia. Kim from Flanagan, from Rural Hall, North Carolina, is calling in. She just won the gift card as well. And our good friend Christine from Jupiter is on the phone line.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we've got to take
okay. The first person, the first one.
What, David?
I said we got to take the lady from Green Acres because she
was
first.
Yep.
Exactly. That's what Michael was going
to
say.
All righty. Yeah. So let's go all the way over to Green Acres.
Because you know Green Acres is the place to be.
Hey, Patricia, you there?
Yes.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Do you know what that toy was that I was telling you about?
How about Mr. Potato Head?
Yay!
That's right.
Very good.
Okay, wait a minute. Since I am the older generation, during this time I was a kid, I never heard of Mr. Potato Head. So who was and what is Mr. Potato Head?
It was a plastic head that looked like a potato, and it had, you put the eyes in different vegetables.
Yeah.
And
you
the
put
nose
it,
was
you,
a vegetable. The ears
you got
was,
a, oh. It's got legs, feet, a little body. And originally, it came. They gave you the plastic pieces, like the head and the nose and stuff, and you could put them in an actual potato. And that's why I said in '65, the government had received complaints of rotting fruit and other things, and so they said it wasn't safe, and so they released the thing out in plastic.
Well, let's go back to Patricia. Patricia.
You did good, Patricia.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway's coming your way. $10 gift card from Subway, Patricia. You just won that.
And I would like to say, Patricia, thank you for your lovely comment on Facebook.
Thanks you very much for saying some nice things about Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Patricia, hold on one moment, all right? Don't hang up.
Better do Charles's now. Charles, well, there's...
Thanks for listening.
All right, did you want to say hi to everybody else, or don't worry?
It's up to you. You want to take the calls? Charles
we can almost say hello to everybody. We can take Charles next hour.
Okay.
All righty, so let's head over to Clint, Indiana, and talk with our good friend, Mr. Cole himself, John. John, how you doing?
From Indiana, yeah. John.
I'm doing fine, Chris.
Yeah, John just cold with it.
Michael, Lynn, Charles, David,
John,
all of you down there. Happy holidays and all that good stuff from up here in Clinton, Indiana. It's cold up here.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
See you and Linda.
Happy holidays. See you and Linda.
It's going to be cold. We're supposed to get about 4 to 5 inches coming in on Wednesday. So Wednesday
wow.
night.
Santa's so anyway,
but I knew the new Mr. Potato Head. That was
oh, that's great.
Now, well, nice talking and happy holidays to you, John.
John, thanks for listening.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate your call.
Happy holidays.
Let's take the next call.
Happy holidays.
You too. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
All righty.
Talk to you next year.
Let's talk.
Next caller.
Kim, that's funny. Talk to you next year. Kim, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hello, Kim. Hey, Kim.
This is Kim in North Carolina.
Is this Kim in North Carolina?
Yeah, yes, that's Kim from rural North Carolina.
Rural Hall, rural, that's right.
Rural Hall, North Carolina.
She's been listening for a couple of weeks.
Are you a new caller?
And you just called her, Mike, you just called her name. She just won the $50 gift card for you.
She just won a gift card.
Oh, she just won a gift card. Well, yeah, but
yes.
But if she was first with the answer to Mr. Potato Head, she should have. Oh, she wasn't?
No.
No, she wasn't. But
we'd like to wish
you happy
holidays.
Appreciate you being listening, though.
Happy holidays.
Hi. Okay.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Keep on listening. Enjoy the show.
Talk to you next year.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay, who's next?
Who's next?
All righty. And last, our good friend all the way from the planet of Jupiter. you know, she's Miss Jupiter herself, right? Right next to Saturn.
I hear her laughing.
Miss Christy, how you doing? the queen of Jupiter.
Hello, Miss Jupiter.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Happy holidays.
happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. All that stuff.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Christine.
Yeah, I wish you all well.
We appreciate you so much for always being so supportive and
all the time.
You're awesome.
Appreciate your call.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Christmas.
You have a wonderful Christmas and a happy holiday.
Talk to you next year, Christine.
Yeah, talk to you next year.
You guys have a happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
You too, now.
Okay. Happy holidays.
Okay.
Time.
Yeah, she's always been so supportive of us.
Anybody else, Chris? Is that it?
That's it. That's all she wrote.
Okay. So let me just explain this way, and then we'll go to break, and then we'll come back, and we'll do Charles's. It's okay. But I want to say for all our listeners, thank you so much for listening to the show. It's your show. You help us make a very good show. We get bigger because of you. We're getting bigger and bigger around the world thanks to you. We love you so much for making this a very popular show. We try. Sometimes I goof up. What can I tell you? I guess we're all perfect. That ain't true. We're not all perfect.
What?
I was going to be funny.
Oh.
I was going to be funny, honey. And that rhymed.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway.
Speaking of rhymes, I have a little poem that Sheila sent me.
So oh, yeah? Why don't you say that?
I mean, it's really, 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 really short.
Okay.
Probably 10 seconds to read. No, okay. A little bit longer. No, Sheila sent me this poem in the email. And I said, geez, I'd like to read that on the air. She goes, you don't have to. I said, yeah, I do. So anyway, I don't know who wrote it, but it's called A Candy Cane for You. Candy canes and friends always go together. Sugar and smiles in all types of weather. A variety to choose from, stripes, colors, flavors galore, selectively given to those I adore. So know this, my friend, when I give one to you, you're special, you're loved, a friend I call true.
Very good. That was a very good one.
Nice?
Very good.
Good.
What I was saying before Lynn took over the reins was this. Our show, more than 300 are archived. When this show's over, we archive it. So if you want to listen to any of the shows you missed over the last 7 years, we archive them. More than 300. Just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll repeat, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can look at all the different things that's on our show. By the way, it's blind friendly as well as those folks who can see, those folks who can't see. It's accessible to everybody. And you can pull up the old shows. And by the way, the shows go by year. So the first show would be 2016. The last show would be 2022. And the date would be today.
Wow. I have to start a new tab now for
2023. Oh yeah. Gosh. So it goes by tabs, which show you want to listen to. And if you hear the first show, you'll hear the difference between that show and now. And all I can say is this way. This show, as you can see that we've grown, this show is meant for you. We would love you to call in more often. For those who never call in, please try to call in. Remember the phone number, 407-894-1680, because we'd love to hear from you wherever you are. If you are in Jipip, we'd love to hear from those people in Jipip. That's right. There must be a Jipip somewhere. That's right. You know, there's places in Pennsylvania. I'm not even going to tell you the names of those cities because I can't see it on the radio. But they got some outlandish cities in Pennsylvania.
So wherever you are, call.
Can you imagine if they called in? I still couldn't believe it if they called in from those cities. But when I, how would they say it?
Got some crazy names too.
Yeah, they. It's, I'm telling you, when I used to go to camp and I used to bet kids, I'm from this name, and nobody has that name in it. I said, yes, it is. You can look it up. The Amish people in Pennsylvania have given names to certain cities that you can't say on the radio. It's illegal. But they have a post office there and everything.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I know they got a hell, Michigan.
Well, I'm talking about.
Even worse, I know.
So we got a good post office here. We have Christmas.
That's true.
Right, we do over by 95, yep.
It's in Biflo. Just outside of Biflo.
Yep, you can still get stuff postmarked there from Christmas.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right, folks. We're going to go to top of the hour break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to top of the hour break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.